This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the Blunt Object, presented by Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three, coming at you live from the Second Call Defense Studio. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Indeed. When you go to tacticalholsters.com, you're going to a one-stop shop. You can get a chest rig there. You can get a belt there. You can get a knife there. Any holster you need, any magazine carrier, whatever you need, they've got it there. Tacticalholsters.com. Now, for whatever reason, I guess it has to do with ego. Since this shooting at Fort Lauderdale, Hollywood, Representative Debbie Wasserman Schultz has resurfaced. This is the most recent thing I've seen her say since she got kicked out as the DNC chair. And this is, she's done what she's done. This is the kind of thing where it shows up on the headlines as Congress calls for this, when it's actually a congressperson, a congress critter. Now, she makes clear that the federal government may no longer allow passengers to check a gun in their baggage. I would love to know how she knows that. I would love to know how she knows that. I would love to know, but see, that's not, she says that, but then we find out what she means, according to NBC6. She indicated that she wants to see the federal government do something. She said, "We certainly need to revisit and review whether or not you should be allowed to check firearms in your checked baggage and travel with them." I have a couple of ways to get around that. I have never flown with a gun. I have never flown with a gun. I have thought about doing things like FFL transfers between here and where I might be going. I have thought about that. But this is her just talking, just to be heard. And this is the mainstream media trying to create the sort of thing that they tried to create with Hillary Clinton, where everybody believed it was inevitable that she would be president. She also floated the option of creating a secure area where people who check guns have to go and pick up their firearm. And her third option was a ban on checking ammo. Lost on Wasserman Schultz, who is a congressperson from Florida, is the fact that Florida is one of only six states where it is illegal for concealed carry permit holders to carry a gun in unsecured areas for self-defense. So a large group of unarmed innocents stand together in areas of the airport that lack security. This is the mass public attacker's dream. This is what they're thinking about. This is what they see at night. Instead of visions of sugar plums, they have visions of unarmed people in front of the TSA secure checkpoint. Banning guns and checked baggage would do nothing to stop further attacks, as a criminal or terrorist with a gun can walk into the unsecured areas from the pickup curb and kill easily. You don't have to come in on a plane. Besides, you wouldn't want to land. You'd want the plane to crash. So much more impact. Now, the solution here is clear. Eradicate the law that mandates that concealed carry permit holders be disarmed in baggage claim areas. That is a state level action rather than a federal one. And Representative Jake Rayburn has already introduced legislation to repeal the gun-free requirements. Under his plan, criminals and terrorists will have to deal with the fact that law-abiding citizens can shoot back. Listen, no matter what, and understand what I'm about to tell you. The only thing that stops an armed attack is an armed response. Armed attackers are, for the most part, not going to go somewhere where they're going to meet armed resistance, because that throttles their cause. They want huge body counts. They want to be able to attack unmolested. They're looking for minutes. They've probably seen the same sort of studies I've seen. They know that time equals death for the people that are there unprotected. That's what they're looking for. Getting out here and having a bunch of politicians saying, we're going to ban guns here. We're going to ban guns here. Just like that cat in Maryland. I opened with that cat. That was a stupid story. Guy opens fire because of a grilled cheese sandwich. This is a guy that shouldn't have had a gun. He had 15 guns. What did the law do to stop him? And he's in Maryland. Maryland is almost as bad as any other, especially if you're from out of state. I mean, I know people that live in Maryland. I don't understand why you live in Maryland. Well, yeah, I do. It's probably because it's your home and that's all you've ever known and that's all you want. And I get that, but listen. Let's not get too tight with these guys, because they're not interested in your freedom or your safety. Here's the other thing Debbie Wasserman Schultz completely forgets. Under her watch and under Obama's watch, the Democrats don't really have any power at all. This is the thing I keep coming back to. The Democratic senators, Blumenthal, Schumer, all these guys, they can say anything they want to. They can talk to anybody they want to. The media is covering them so that you and I are going to think, well, so much for that slam dunk having Trump. It's still a slam dunk. Schumer can say whatever he wants. At any given time, McConnell, who is in charge of the Senate, can simply invoke the Reid rule. He can simply invoke the Reid rule. And if the Republicans are smart, they would do that. They would do that. Don't go back. Don't be polite. Don't do any of this other stuff. Let them say. When, you know, I saw one black representative today that said, because John Lewis, they had to wait last to question Sessions and felt like they were going to the back of the bus, invoking some old racist rhetoric of things gone by that don't happen anymore. Obama was the one that started that. You get that, right? Obama said, Republicans can ride on the bus, but they'll be in the back of the bus. To the victor goes the spoils, Democrats. You are the ones that wanted to all live in Manhattan. You're the ones that wanted to live in Los Angeles. You wanted to live from there. And you think you should run the entire country from there. And that's not the way it works. That is not the way it works. I don't care how many millions of votes she got out of California and New York. I don't care. Because all she got out of those states were electoral votes, just like Trump got only electoral votes. That's all that matters. Her race was the 270, just like his. That's what they campaigned on. All of this other stuff is just nonsense. It's just air being formed into syllables. Debbie Wasserman Schultz and Charles Schumer and Blumenthal and all of these other people, they can get out there. Now, see, Dick Durbin has seen the tea leaves, and he's trying to get back a semblance of dignity for them so that maybe they'll have half a chance. But nobody's listening to him. Nobody's listening to him. Schumer can get out there and say, I will oppose this and I will oppose that. And at any given time, McConnell will get out there and say, that's fine. You guys went nuclear. I am going thermonuclear. I hope you enjoy it. And then the prudent thing to do at that point there, Mitch, would be, once there are 60 Republican senators there, put it back to the way it was supposed to be. Make it the upper house again. It's just a squabbling bunch of kids now. Now then, an anti-gun group has gotten out there talking about this airport shooting. The Coalition to Stop Gun Violence, we saw Horowitz the other day on with Tucker Carlson. He is not a very effective debater. Well, since he didn't have to debate, he just put out a little press release about how we need to deal with these things in order to stop them from happening, like another law is going to do it. We're going to talk about that. He wants to expand something that started, that's in California and I think in Connecticut, and bring it nationwide. That's when we get back. This is Lock and Load.
pulse, creating a fusion between man and weapon. This is S3F Solutions. S3F ignores the naysayers, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different. Paying special attention to the components that shape the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds down range in less time. S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters.
Looking for the gift that keeps on lifting? Bigfoot Gun Belts offer a full line of steel-reinforced leather gun belts. Crafted with a double layer of rich English bridle leather, these gun belts will support the full weight of even the heaviest handgun. Each Bigfoot gun belt is made with the blood, sweat, and beards of Pacific Northwest craftsmen. Capture your legendary gun belt for as low as $59.88 at BigfootGunBelts.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Indeed it does. You can rest assured that my Glock 20 has been thoroughly frog lubed up now. I mean, it smells like a York peppermint patty. Check them out at froglube.com. The Coalition of to Stop Gun Violence. They're a national gun control organization, and they argued this week that the Fort Lauderdale shooting should result in more states adopting preemptive gun confiscation laws for those deemed at risk. Okay. I do not think Esteban Santiago should have been allowed to own a gun. Not because he needed to have his guns confiscated. I think he should have been prohibited. He obviously was mentally ill. We do this all the time. He went to the FBI, and yet they didn't do anything with him. Aaron Alexis, the D.C. Naval Yard shooter, he was having conversations with microwaved ovens. They called the Naval Yard and said, you've got a guy here who's having conversations with microwave ovens. They didn't do anything about it then. This guy had shot up two places already. The cops didn't do anything about it then. If you're going to have a background check system, you have to report these people to it in order for it to work, right? Yeah. What he is talking about is called the Gun Violence Restraining Order. They said that laws allowing for the temporary seizure of guns from an individual at the request of their family or friends could prevent future attacks like the one that left five dead in a Florida airport. So in other words, what they're asking for here is for the government to take on a role as custodial, you know, a custodial role on anybody. Simply because somebody says, I think he's unstable, or I don't like him, or he gets angry sometimes, or he gets mad when he doesn't get his parking lot. That's the kind of thing that will get your gun yanked from you in California where this is law. Josh Horowitz said, while the facts are still emerging, policymakers across the nation should remember that there are legislative options to provide preventative tools to law enforcement and concerned family members. As legislatures across the nation return to work this month, we call on more states to consider this life-saving tool. This is also called the removal of due process. It's not just the removal of guns. If they're going to get out there and say, well, you have a tendency to get angry, therefore we're going to take your guns. The way a gun violence restraining order works is like this, okay? Now, due process works like this first. With due process, if you get arrested for a crime, you have a right to a speedy trial. You have to have committed a crime to be incarcerated, right? You'll get before a judge in hopefully within a matter of days. If you can make bond, you can make bond. If it's been so heinous like Esteban Santiago, then no, you don't make bond. It's like those four animals out of Chicago. No, you don't make bond. So that's due process. Due process also says that they have to follow certain guidelines to put you through this system and through this procedure. Without due process, what you have is the gun violence restraining order. This is where somebody identifies you or me or somebody else and says he has a tendency to be angry, he takes drugs, he's this, he's that, or whatever. Just makes a complaint. The cops show up, take your guns. After they've taken your guns, then within a couple of weeks, you'll be in front of a judge. The judge will determine whether or not that should go on for a year as it is set up in California. This is happening in California with a K right now today. This is what Josh Horowitz wants to see passed. He wants to see no due process whatsoever. Man accused of the mass killings, Santiago reportedly suffered from mental illness, but according to his family, did not receive adequate treatment. Whose fault is that? Whose fault is that? Where was the family on this one? I'm sorry to put it this way, okay? But like when I hear one of these criminals that are out there that have committed a crime, and then they get killed, right? Well, what happens is inevitably the family shows up and says, well, he was a little darling and he shouldn't have been shot in the first place. Where were you prior to him committing the crime? Same thing with Esteban Santiago. If you're out there saying he's not getting, why didn't you get him the help? Coalition to Stop Gun Violence has pushed for such petition processes in California where it has been adopted termed gun violence restraining orders, and Washington, where they are referred to as extreme risk protection orders. In each state, family member petitions a court for an order prohibiting firearm possession by a person they think poses a threat to themselves or others. They didn't have to do that in California. They have a code. 5150 is not just the title of a Van Halen album. It's a code. It's a statute. They can, you know, they didn't need that. They could have picked up Elliot Rodgers and taken him in. Yeah, Elliot Rodgers, yeah. The ACLU does not like the gun violence restraining order. They have voiced misgivings over such emergency gun surrender directives, citing concerns over due process. And they point out that such mandates are not giving a diagnosis. They're not giving any counseling or treatment for those at the center of the order. Taking someone, look, if, okay. One of the things that they're saying this would do is, like, let's say you're the female and part of a couple that's getting a divorce. You're afraid for your life, so you fill out the gun violence restraining order. They go get the guns. Let's say he decides, I don't need a gun. What if he comes and sticks a butcher knife in your chest or brains you over the head with a... That doesn't mean that if somebody's really a danger, if somebody's a danger, they shouldn't even be on the street. You don't leave them out there. I mean, if somebody has that kind of a mental illness, let's pick them up. We don't even have the beds to do that. That's part of the problem. We don't have the beds to do that anymore in the psychiatric system. We don't have a psychiatric system anymore. And this is why they keep coming out with this one-size-fits-all mandate, trying to get it, advocating for it. Horowitz got, he had a new rectal orifice ripped for him by Tucker Carlson the other day when they were in a little bit of a debate. I would love to debate that cat just because he's so weak. He's so weak. The only way he gets this kind of, I mean, he can get this kind of thing out, because I'd be happy to ask him. So once that has been served, what else do you do to guarantee the safety of the person that has sworn out the gun violence restraining order? Because what he's going to tell me is nothing, which means they turn up dead. If this is really going to be a violent person, they're not concerned with the tool. They just want to kill somebody. We see it time and time again. When we get back, we're going to go after MTV. I haven't been after MTV in a good long while. Let's go after them. This is Lock and Load.
Hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME11 to 42424.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Live from the Second Call Defense Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at TacticalHolsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's TacticalHolsters.com, TacticalHolsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Yeah, quality and the fact that you don't have to go anywhere else if you're looking for certain things. I mean, you can get your whole tactical setup right there at one spot, tacticalholsters.com. It is only the second week of 2017, but so far it has been a banner year for the preening loser liberals on cable TV who are hell-bent on self-immolation in the name of proving everyone else is morally inferior. To use a young person's slang these days, you're lit, media progressives, but not in a really good way. Yesterday, just before the confirmation hearing for Attorney General nominee and Alabama GOP Senator Jeff Sessions, before it started, an MTV News reporter demonstrated his high and mighty commitment to racial tolerance by mocking Sessions' half-Asian granddaughter. Sessions' daughter, Ruth, is married to Asian-American John Walk. They have four girls. They look Asian-American. Upon spotting Sessions with one of his multiracial granddaughters sitting in his lap as he waited for the proceedings to begin, MTV's culture writer, Ira Madsen III, tweeted a photo of them and snarked, "Sessions, sir, kindly return this Asian baby to the Toys R Us you stole her from." The voice of diversity right there for you. So much for Michelle Obama's rallying cry to the left that our motto is when they go low, we go high. No, you don't. You are in the gutter. Madison sneered that Sessions' granddaughter was a prop and that there was no reason for that child to be in his lap in a hearing other than to send and I'm not racist message. Even after being informed that the beautiful little girl was Sessions' biological grandchild, he continued to attack, accusing conservative critics of having long used Asian Americans as model minorities since the rise of the Civil Rights Act. He further justified his bigotry by accusing Senator Sessions of horrendous anti-black behavior and snidely dismissed the senator's love for an Asian family member. Progressives. What better way to send I'm not a racist message than to double down on the revolting dehumanization of the family members of your political opponents? You know, in 1981, MTV played music. Martha Quinn. Alan. I remember Martha because I always thought Martha was so cute. You know, they played music. You very rarely saw the VJs. They played wall-to-wall music. Now, I don't even know why they call themselves MTV. The MTV News, they tout themselves as the conversation authority for the millennial audience.
Really?
They become the sideshow Bob of the internet. Like the hapless character in the Simpsons cartoon series who can't stop stepping on rakes and smashing his own face. This is a supposed music network that keeps veering into the social justice lane, and they bloody themselves. I mean, they're not bloodying me. And here's a fun fact. Here you have Ira Madsen III, who purports to protest bigotry by practicing it, pens a column called Delete Your Account, poking fun at social media blunders by public figures. Before Christmas, the same MTV News division that employs Madsen aired a sanctimonious video titled 2017 Resolutions for White Guys. They're reeking of extremist identity politics, a parade of smarmy millennials lectures every last white man on the planet to try to recognize that America was never great for anyone who wasn't a white guy. All the while assailing mansplaining, the cast proceeds to MTV-splain that Black Lives Matter isn't the opposite of All Lives Matter. Also, Blue Lives Matter isn't a thing. Well, they got sort of torn apart on that one, and they deleted the condescending video, but apparently not the condescending attitude. I've seen this before on cable TV news. MSNBC host Melissa Harris-Perry indulged in this holier-than-thou anti-racism racism when she openly mocked Mitt Romney's black adopted grandson in 2013 and laughed with the other MSNBC commentators at a sweet holiday photo of a Mormon's large family. They were forced to apologize again in 2014 after conservative multiracial parents, including lots of people, battled the network's vile racism, slurring right-wing Americans as intolerant of biracial families, featured in a Cheerios ad. Responding to those of us who refuse to tolerate their prejudice disguised as tolerance, MSNBC commentator Richard Wolff insisted at the time, "That's not who we are. I think we can figure out for ourselves exactly who you are, based upon your actions." Based upon your actions. And you know what? You guys are flaming hypocrites. And you can't help yourselves, and I know that. So stay lit, by all means. Stay lit. Listen. I detest racism. True racism. Okay? Bigotry is a double-edged blade. It cuts while it cuts. It cuts you while it's cutting somebody else. If you're out there purporting to be anti-racism and you're being racist while you're doing it, you're defeating your own cause. You are defeating your own cause. People who are not racist don't have to get out there and claim they're not racist. Their actions speak for themselves. If you have a public forum, if you have a platform like MTV, and you're out there and you're attacking somebody for having a little girl in his lap, wouldn't it be prudent, wouldn't you think, to find out who that little girl is? That little girl, that little Asian child, is a human. Just like she would be if she was a little black American child. Just as much human. There's no high and low degrees of humanity, progressives. The problem you're going to run into is one day you're going to be making these very vile attacks, and somebody's going to get in your face and bloody it. And I don't know what you're going to do then, because as much as you're out there talking the big talk and everything, you have no idea how to walk the walk. No idea. Violence for you is just as abstract a thing as diversity, real diversity, real tolerance. All of that's abstract, just words speak for you. And that's, I understand. Like I said, I know you exactly for who you are. I know exactly what you are. I get it. So, having said that, have at it. Because Jeff Sessions will be the Attorney General. Tillerson's going to be Secretary of State. There's nothing you guys can do to stop that. That die has been cast. Enjoy that. Talk as much as you can, as loud as you can. And enjoy it, because what is certainly, what's about to happen in these United States is going to amaze you. But, one last time, I'm going to give it back to Genesis Communications. When I get back, I'm going to talk about more pleasant things that apply to me and you and our demographic. We're going to talk about developing survival skills. How can that be more pleasant than talking about progressives, I wonder? This is Lock and Load.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro 1 G2.0 and Pro Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Last time on the firing line, coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Indeed. Indeed it does. If something bad were to happen, like one of those SHTF moments, in my family, I am the weak link. Not because of my physical condition. That used to be the case 2 years ago. Not now, but simply because of the only skill I have is weapon manipulation and combat capability. Beyond that, I'm no good. I don't hunt. I do know how to filter water, but I mean, anybody can do that if they can get a 2-liter bottle and some rocks and some sand and some other stuff. My son is both a gunsmith and a blacksmith and a knife maker. And he can make anything from steel, from any kind of steel. He can take and mold it and shift it and everything else. My wife can sew, which, believe it or not, sewing would come into a really, that would come in really handy in an event where there's no more stores to go buy clothes, right? Skills are paramount if you want to have any chance at life in an uncertain future. And this should be in the middle of your plans. And without them, you are incredibly vulnerable. That's a very bold statement to make. All the prepping in the world will only potentially buy you time, whereas skills will not only make you more resilient, but potentially a coveted asset when others are lacking. You're going to have weapon manipulation and combat skills if you've got a big food supply, because you're going to have to protect that. You're going to have skills beyond organization. Combining both the learning of skills, especially now when the cost of failure isn't life or death, and reasonable preparation is the ideal solution if you're going to prep. Now, I know a little bit about electronics and everything else, but when somebody asks me about hobbies and everything else, the closest thing I would come to a hobby would be like first aid. The gun manipulation, everything used to be a profession. So my hobby became first aid. And when I was in the military, I went all the way up to what they refer to as a combat lifesaver, which I could, I could do IVs. I could introduce an IV if I had to. Other hobbies I may or may not have, I like to keep a store of water. And to that end, I actually live in front of a water source. But that's about it. That's about it. What's so important about skills that trump other means of preparedness in terms of importance is a question I get asked. And that's because skills will always be with you as long as you keep them sharp and as long as you draw breath. You could go out and buy 30 years worth of food and preserved food and water, and that is susceptible to being stolen. And that would be from both people and animals. Environmental effects, of course, floods, limit of the preservation techniques themselves, and eventually that supply runs out. It is a finite resource. Now, on the other hand, if someone knew how to find food around them, and that's not exactly the easiest thing to do at first, he or she would be better able to withstand the aforementioned vulnerabilities that a stationary finite supply would face. Now, one thing I'm about to become is a reloader. The crack and pop reloading project is about to begin. I've got to go by the table, then I'm going to set up the press, I'm going to film it for you, I'm going to do the unboxing video and everything else. Then I will actually have a skill to bring to the household. But another issue with that people with large stores of food face is a problem of scaling. No man is an island unto themselves, and there's no extended crisis that can be survived alone. There may be exceptions to that, but most are not in a position to weather an extended event or series of events all by their lonesome. When you add people to any group that relies on supplies alone, each person added is going to be a major drain on resources. Now, someone who knows the intricacies of farming or foraging would be able to scale their practices to suit the size of the group. And that obviously has a limit, and additional resources are required, but nothing like what it would require to feed someone from a finite supply. Now, I'm not trying to write off prepping as a whole, because it is very useful. We have seen, I remember when Hurricane Sandy came into New Jersey, the preppers of New Jersey were the ones that were ready to go. They were ones able to survive on things. But you have to be more resilient. Your preps need to be something of a hedge, and it needs to be accompanied by a skill. Which I don't have one. That's why I'm going to get into ammunition reloading. What if I become alone and I have to get adopted into a group, you know? Why? What am I going to do to become desirable to that group? What am I going to do if my family has to go into that group? How do I see my family? Two of us could actually bring something to that. But since I'm going to be the one, you know, I'm a broadcaster. That's not going to be getting out there and saying, well, I have a radio show and I sound pretty good over a microphone. That's not a skill. That's not even something you necessarily want. Having somebody that contribute to the group is critical to survival. But if you're going to develop some skills, here's a few ideas I would give you. Develop something that you're interested in doing. This is why I'm going into ammunition reloading. I've done it before. If you don't have an interest in what you're learning, then it becomes a slog. Try to do something you're interested in doing. The second would be is for a skill to be useful. You can know which plants are poisonous and medicinal and edible in your area. That would be very useful during a collapse, more so than knowing how to create and maintain a database. The downside is, unfortunately, that knowing how to maintain a database is a lot more lucrative in today's world than knowing about plants, which is the case for a lot, but not all, of a collapse-based skill set. Ideally, you would want to learn something practical centering around food, water, shelter, medicine, security, or power. second bullet point that I would hint at is, but it's difficult to both hone skills professionally and have a good source of income. So a lot of skills have to be learned on your own time. And the cost of entry into one of those skills should be a consideration to anyone. Becoming a blacksmith is not the cheapest thing in the world. Becoming a knifesmith is not the cheapest thing in the world. I'm outfitting one right now. But once it's done, it'll be done. Shooting. Now, that's a skill that can be taught. That would be something I could introduce. But and this is one reason why having more than one set of weapons might come in popular, come in handy for you. Popular trap that a lot of people fall into is to limit themselves by only seeking out how our forefathers did things like food preservation, hunting technique, construction. There's a lot of stuff that was common knowledge 100 years ago that society throws aside today. And innovations of the current modern era can still be utilized and combined with time-tested skill. You don't have to completely give up something that we know that has been by there, and you don't have to go by that alone. A primary example of hybridization of an old skill with the modern-day tools would be blacksmithing, using a brake drum forge. My son has a forge made out of a can, a big soup can, and it do get hot. But in any event, you know what? We've run out of time. We'll be back in 21 hours. Between now and then, I want you to remember this very carefully. It has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been, it is always going to be about total control. Yeah, if you knew how to make moonshine, that would help too. This has been Lock and Load. Born out of friendship. With personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions. America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part? It's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.